Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A church in Arlington Heights is giving away thousands of surgical masks.
Pastor John Ellison of Lakewood Chapel first got a hold of 300 masks and then acquired 10,000, and he's giving them away in the church parking lot.
And they say, hey, I'm Catholic, I'm Greek Orthodox, I'm Jewish. I said, I love it. And you know what? And they all say the same thing. We're all in this together. And it just makes my heart full. And I said, I called someone up and I said, this is the best Easter we've had so far.
He didn't want to say where the masks came from, but he said he's getting another 10,000 to give to anyone who wants them. Lakewood Chapel is on the 1300 block of East Palatine Road in Arlington Heights. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Illinois announces 81 more deaths and more than 1,200 new cases of the coronavirus. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says the emergency room at Provident Hospital could reopen early next month, and a virtual program is bringing together the elderly and youngsters all around the world. Illinois health officials have announced 81 more deaths and 1,293 new cases of the coronavirus today, raising the statewide death toll to 677 and the case tally to over 19,000. The wave of deaths marked the second highest surge since the pandemic began. 82 deaths were announced on Wednesday. The virus has now been reported in 86 of the state's 102 counties. Nearly 93,000 people have been tested in Illinois for COVID-19. Cook County's board president gave an update on the county's response to the COVID-19 outbreak, and this is as the county deals with the temporary closure of an emergency room at one of its hospitals and firing one of the county health department's chief operating officers. Preckwinkle says new Cook County health chiefs, quote, understand the unique set of challenges and inequities highlighted by the coronavirus pandemic.
Here at Cook County Health, many of our patients are from communities that are disproportionately affected during this pandemic. They are poor, they are immigrants, they are people of color.
In the meantime, Preckwinkle says before a search can begin for a replacement for fired County Health Department Chief Operating Officer Dr. Terry Mason, the county must first find a new chief executive officer. Until then, Preckwinkle says she has full confidence in the two doctors who have temporarily assumed Mason's duties. The state of Illinois is giving a tax break to distillers who are switching from producing liquor to making hand sanitizer. Sam Salustro is with the Illinois Department of Revenue.
Illinois distilleries have stepped up to help and shifted their operations to produce hand sanitizer for hospital workers and first responders.
Salustro says distillers usually have to pay taxes on alcohol they buy for use in making liquor. He says the stronger the alcohol, the higher the tax. Salustro adds the state is now waiving the tax for alcohol that distillers use to make hand sanitizer and has sent instructions to distilleries on how to apply for the tax break. With so many people staying home, parties have moved into the virtual realm.
Chicago DJ Vince Adams has been bringing the party to people's homes.
It's like the party is right there in your kitchen, in your living room, in your basement. I'm on the screen and the party is there with them and the kids.
Adams told CBS2 feedback from his captive audience has been fantastic.
To the extent that it's touched people, I had no idea until after we experienced it the first time.
Don't forget one more time. We're doing this again tomorrow.
He's not alone. Many have been finding an outlet for their creativity on social media. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.